You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, thanks for choosing us. I'm Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Now, Rich, just talking about in your role with Allegheny County, it used to be there were three commissioners. Obviously, that changed, and so there was a county executive. But I just discovered, and you just told me, that the other 10 counties still have that three-person system.
Yes. And one of those counties right to our east, Westmoreland County, one of the biggest counties, in fact, the biggest county outside of Allegheny County, Commissioner Sean Curtis, who's in his second term as a chairman of the county commissioners. And, you know, so many great things happening in Westmoreland County. We had talked about, you know, Steeler Nation will be having its eyes on it in a few weeks. But coming up now is the Westmoreland Arts and Heritage Festival. And joining us is Commissioner Sean Curtis to tell us about it. Commissioner, tell us about what's going on here in Westmoreland County this weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you again for having me on, Rich and Larry. I'm excited to be here today. Yeah, the Westmoreland County Arts and Heritage Festival is marking our 50th year anniversary. So we're so excited this year that we're doing it, you know, bigger and better than we normally do here. And really what makes the Westmoreland Arts and Heritage Festival so unique is that it's primarily an artist market with food vendors. And what I mean by that is we have 200 professional craftspeople and artists from all over the country coming out to our Twin Lake Park. And what that is we have woodwork, jewelry, metalwork, stained glass, leather goods, pottery, art, homemade soaps and oil, and much more. Now, for folks that like to eat, and we all do because we're from Western Pennsylvania, we do have great food vendors that will be there with the classics such as Italian, Polish, Greek, Vietnamese, Lebanese, and a lot of local vendors that we have coming to showcase what Westmoreland has to offer when it comes to our diversity in food. From entertainment purposes, we do have four stages that will be having a variety of obviously different types of musical events occurring the whole weekend. Too much for me to list here. So if you want to see a listing of all the times, locations of the stages, go to Westmoreland County Arts and Heritage Festival to see them. But the music playing will be traditional classic folk. You also have theater dance, polka, oldies, bluegrass, country, and rock. We also have a selection on the stages where we'll be focusing adult poetry, short story contests, and finally rounding it out will be the children activities that will be around the park for families to enjoy all weekend. And this goes from the 4th of July at 12 p.m. tomorrow. The commissioners, myself, will have a proclamation. We're going to kick it off, and this goes to July 7th.
And I was there years ago, Sean. I went with KDK TV, and I purchased two things. They call it a totem pole, which was, we had one of these chainsaw artists who carved it out of, you know, a log, which was amazing. I still have it in my backyard. And then I got one of those bears that this chainsaw artist carved, which they're really talented. I don't know how they do that stuff, all these artisans, but my bear got stolen, unfortunately. It was that good.
We get Larry out once in a while outside of Pittsburgh. He gets out of the Twin Lakes Park and gets to see those things. But there's so many exciting things happening in Westmoreland County this summer. Commissioner, I mean, we mentioned the Steelers obviously coming to Latrobe. Steeler Nation all knows about that. But what goes on with Idlewild and all the various things that you've got going on, and some great 4th of July fireworks celebrations coming up tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, throughout local municipalities, I'm sure just like all the surrounding counties, We'll have that throughout there for the 4th of July. I just want to highlight what we've focused on really coming up is our park system in our county is so monumental, and the county and myself, we invest a lot of time, energy, effort to make them such a showcase for around the region, because we want to show people our parks have always ranked a top one or two of what the public of Westmoreland loves the most. So in Twin Lakes, we do have concert series occurring twice a month, and you can go to Westmoreland County Parks and Recreation to witness that. July 13th is the next one. August, we're going to have August Fun Fest at our Cedar Creek Park off of I-70 in Ross Draver Township. Car cruise, it's a family outing as well. September 1st and 2nd, we have the Labor United for Labor Day celebration. That's more of a family focus with a petting zoo, circus shows, carnival rides. That's a family focus in North Moreland Park going up towards 28. And then finally, in October, if you like to be scared, we have two parks where we have Hobgoblin hikes from 7 to 9 p.m. You can come out for half-mile walks and enjoy being scared in the woods at night, because we all love to be in the woods at night.
That will be fun. Now, no shortage of activities, but when is the Westmoreland County Fair? I mean, that's all we're trying to make, promote those. And I guess that's coming up. Would that be August?
Yeah, end of August, the last week of August coming up. That will be the definitely will be coming up then. Yes, that's correct.
There's a lot of good things happening. And in addition to all the economic things, commissioners working on getting that big Amazon logistics center out there, Stack AV with the autonomous vehicles. There's a lot of exciting things happening in your county these days. So congratulations.
And thank you, Richard, as well, and being happy to be a member of SPC and what we're doing moving forward. It's a great time to be a part of Western Pennsylvania and how we're all moving in the right direction. So I'm excited as well. So, yes, sir.
John, appreciate you jumping on with us. Have a great holiday weekend, and I hope to see you soon, maybe between here and Steeler camp in a few
weeks. That's right. So thank you again, Larry, Rich, for having me on. I appreciate it. Happy 4th. Be safe, and we'll talk soon.
You as well, Commissioner. Stay safe. Thanks.
Take care. Thank you.
Sean Curtis, who is the chair of the Westmoreland County Commissioners, and he sounds fired up, Rich. He's ready to go.
Oh, yeah. He's an enthusiastic supporter of his community, and there's a lot of great things. And he taught the Westmoreland Art, Art Museum is one of the really longest serving and really in impactful art museums in the country. So there's a lot of good things happening there, and that history is very rich.
And to your point, that is a huge county. It extends. People don't realize how far out it goes.
It is huge, and it you've got the urban areas are more densely the Jeanettes and the Latrobes and the Greensburgs, but then you've also got some very, very rural counties as well, rural communities as well.
More coming up with Rich Fitzgerald next on the Big K Morning Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.